Here in this church, we've been working through Paul's letter to the Romans. And so the week before, we covered a portion of scripture. We started in verse 1 of chapter 1, and we've been working our way through. And at this point, we find ourselves in chapter 5 of Romans. And so you're here, obviously, on the occasion of the baptism. Some of you are visiting with friends and family. I said chapter 5, it's chapter 6 of Romans that we're in. And for the people who are here today, obviously it's a special day. It's a day of your public declaration of the commitment you've already made to Christ at some time in the past. You've come to faith in Jesus Christ, in his death for our sin, in his burial, and his resurrection on the third day, as promised in Scripture, as promised by Jesus, and on the third day, proving God's power over even sin and death. And it's a wonderful thing, and we can't wait to go and to pass through what we'll call the waters of baptism. We're going to go up to the Alva Glen, to the waterfall, and we're going to participate in the ancient Christian rite of initiation that is known as baptism. Submersion in water, and symbolism of how Jesus died and was buried and rose again up and out of the grave. So we're going to do that, but here we are on Sunday morning, and here we are in church, and I want to be clear that the scripture that comes next after what we spoke about last week is appropriate for this occasion. So it doesn't require contortion or any sort of inference to make Scripture say what we want it to say on a baptism day. Look at what Scripture actually says and see if you agree that it's pertinent to baptism. If you turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 6, and then starting at verse 9, we're just overlapping slightly what we said last week. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So look at that there. Look at that little bit of scripture. Jesus died, he died to sin, and he lives life to God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ. And then here we are, they're going to go into water and say, I consider myself dead to sin, and up out of the water, and I am alive to Jesus Christ. It is entirely appropriate that this event, the baptism of these fine people, happens at the same time that we as a church are going through this bit of scripture. In fact, I believe that because we have resolved to work through the scripture, that God is sculpting lives to come to the intersection of your lives and God's word. Isn't it a wonderful thing?